KnowsShow.com.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the day. I do alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we both try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. You can visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane. You can get expert advice in both places. And Village Green should be your resource for questions about your health. But also note that they carry superior supplements from many wonderful manufacturers. And also, please take a good look at Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And next week, please tune in for Kevin's show on diet cleansing with Rex Jones of Garden of Life. Today, our guest is Life Extension's Dr. Shanti Albani, Doctor of Naturopathic Medicine. And our subject is new strategies for inflammation, energy, and migraines. So I think we've hit just about everybody with those topics. And I wanted to tell you a little bit about Dr. Albani. She is a naturopathic physician, and she holds special certification in herbal medicine and bioidentical hormone replacement. And her medical practice has been an interesting blend of primary care for the surrounding population and bioidentical hormone replacement. She's owned a health food store, supplement store, where she conducted training for health and nutrition for the general public. And for the past 3 years, she has lived in Florida and worked for the anti-aging company Life Extension as a clinical trainer. Welcome to the show, Dr. Albani.
Thank you, Dana. It's a pleasure to be with you again.
Yes. Well, we always have good and interesting discussions, so I look forward to what you have to share. And as always, we'll have lots of tips for our listeners. I like them to come away from the show being able to make some change right then and there. And so we try to make it easy, but we also cover complex topics. So get started for us on these strategies for inflammation, energy, and migraines.
Certainly, and I'd love to provide some tips. I do hope everybody comes away, like you said, with some things that they can implement into their personal life. And our topics today do touch on things that are going to interest a lot of your listeners. Certainly, energy and is something we could all use a lot more of. So we're going to start off by taking a look at things that we can do to increase our energy. Now, one thing that a lot of people are doing these days to try to increase their energy is using caffeine, drinking a lot of coffee, using a lot of energy drinks. And it's not to say there aren't some health benefits to coffee, because there certainly are. There may even be some health benefits to caffeine. But what we're seeing with the caffeine epidemic is that these things are central nervous system stimulants, and they stimulate things like epinephrine, norepinephrine, which are your stress neurotransmitters and hormones, as well as stimulating the adrenal glands to overproduce cortisol. So the result is you get sort of a nervous type of energy instead of a deeply nourishing type of energy. And this nervous type of energy eventually can deplete our adrenal glands and deplete our energy stores. So we're looking for things now in the world of herbal medicine and nutrition that can help to nourish us, to give us more of a deeper, more organic, calm energy, which is, I think, the energy that we're all after. And one of the things we can all do is add some morning meditation and some morning yoga into our routine. But in addition to doing something like that, or for those who have a hard time finding the time, I wanted to talk about two ancient medicines that have been used to support energy production. And Dana, I'm sure you are familiar with both of these. One is the mushroom cordyceps, and the other that I'd like to talk about is ginseng.
Excellent. They're familiar to me, and I think probably to many listeners. So let's go into more detail, because we have talked a lot about the adrenals on this show, the adrenal role in energy and precursors to the neurotransmitters. They even make reproductive hormones, which a lot of people are not aware of, and that they look like puffy lima beans but can shrivel up like raisins under stress. But the good news is we can restore the health of the adrenals. Then we can insult them, but we can restore it. So you've got those solutions for us.
Yeah, absolutely. The adrenal glands, they're actually my favorite gland. They're very cute, like Dana said. They sit there perched right up on top of the kidneys, and they're so important for our natural energy production and our natural energy stores. So cordyceps is one of the herbs I'd like to talk about, and it has a very interesting history. It goes back several thousand years, and it starts kind of with this mythological herb that would become an animal in the summer and then become a plant in the winter, and it would go through this transformation from animal to plant and then from plant to animal, and people would use this herb for their health. So it turns out that this mystical herb was none other than the herb cordyceps. So cordyceps is a mushroom, but what makes this mushroom so mysterious in a way is that it has a fruiting body, which then releases spores. And this plant only grows on the very high plateaus of Tibet. We're talking really high elevation, so 10,000 to 16,000 feet, where it's very cold as well. And when the spores are released from the mushroom, they actually invade the body of a caterpillar, and the caterpillar carries the mushroom around. And when it's time for the mushroom to reproduce again, this caterpillar, which lives most of its life in the ground, puts itself head up. And then the mushroom sprouts out of the head of the caterpillar. So it sounds sort of like something from a science fiction plot.
It really does. And your description is certainly elegant and graphic. I'm sure most people are ready to go, ooh.
Yeah, they're probably not ready to take it at this point, right? Hopefully I can be a little bit more convincing.
Yes, because it's a powerful, powerful.
It's a powerful, powerful herb. And this is the life cycle of the true cordyceps species, which is not what is used in supplements. And the reason for that, as you can imagine, one, it's way, way, way up on the high plateaus of Tibet, and it has this exotic life cycle. So, yes, people do harvest the cordyceps. It has to be harvested at just the right time. But the price for true cordyceps is about that of gold. Sometimes it's even gone above the price of gold. So when you're looking at a daily dose of true cordyceps, you're looking at a price of somewhere between $100 and $200 for your daily dose. So it's out of the means for most people. So
wow.
What companies are doing now, here's the other really interesting thing about the cordyceps, is that it's been discovered, we call it Cordyceps sinensis. That's the scientific name. But it's actually made up of two different species of fungus, or more. that live together and have created what appears to be one single mushroom. So what scientists have done now is they've isolated these different symbiotic fungus that make up cordyceps. So not only do we have a fungus that lives in a relationship with a caterpillar, but also it's multiple fungus that live together. So scientists have isolated these different strains, and it's the different strains that make up cordyceps that are now being produced commercially as Cordyceps sinensis. But the good news is that these individual strains of fungus actually mimic the chemical profile of the wild cordyceps. So we know that they still have the effective ingredients. And if everybody could take the wild cordyceps, I would say take the wild cordyceps. But we can't. So we're gonna do the next best thing, which is to take the cordyceps that is now produced commercially, which is still very powerful, and it's actually what a majority of the studies on cordyceps are using these days to show that the product is indeed effective. So I guess we've talked about what cordyceps is. So maybe we can discuss a little bit some of the benefits of using cordyceps.
Yeah, because you said a word earlier that I really like, calm energy.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people see energy as running around. You know, the hyper energy too. Many times when I'm working with a child that has ADHD and I talk about improving energy, the parents go, no. And I explain that the bad energy or the inappropriate energy is like blowing fuses. And what we want is the supply of good energy molecules to the body so the cells have what they need to do the work of the body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you said calm energy, I like that because it's the lack of calmness, the hyperactivity is really not good energy.
It's not. And sometimes we think that that's what we want, that hyper go energy. But it's really in that calm energy that we allow space for ideas and good ideas, these genius ideas, to manifest themselves and to come into being. So that's the kind of energy that we're after. And the cordyceps has this thousand-year history of use. So we're trying to understand from a scientific perspective how it's working, but truly with these plants that have been used for so long and that are so complex, I think that we're just starting to touch the surface in some ways of this understanding. What we do know is that the cordyceps has been shown to provide energy for people and is something that's also used by athletes. Some of the studies that have been done with cordyceps, and I really like this, they have focused on elderly individuals with chronic fatigue, as well as elderly individuals who are trying to initiate exercise routines. And you don't see a lot of tests out there that focus on exercise in elderly individuals. And in both of these populations, we find that the cordyceps was able to show an improvement in areas of fatigue and cold tolerance, also with things like ringing in the ears, with low libido. And in the exercise studies, we're seeing that it increases endurance and ability to utilize oxygen.
Well, you know what I want to do is I want to emphasize more of this in the next segment. And
for those of
you who have just joined us, we're talking to Dr. Shanti Albani, and we're talking about energy, inflammation, migraines, and some strategies. The show is The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Mm. Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Please tune in next Sunday for Kevin's show on diet cleansing with Rex Jones of the Garden of Life. Now, today we've been talking with Dr. Shanti Albani, and she is with Life Extension. She's a doctor of naturopathic medicine, and our subject is new strategies for inflammation, energy, and migraines. And we started out talking about adrenals, and we want to continue that discussion. I think the thyroid gets a lot more attention than the adrenals, and they are equally, if not more important, because if your adrenals are sluggish, fatigued, we don't have to talk about adrenal diseases like excessively high cortisol production or excessively low cortisol production like Cushing's or Addison's. What we're talking about is on this spectrum, on this range, where the adrenals are, and they determine how you feel. So let's go over a few of the symptoms that we see when the adrenals are weakened, and let's go back and talk about what we can do to support them. So weak adrenals usually means you've got cold extremities, you may be slender, not edema. It's kind of, it's different from thyroid presentation, which is edema, swollen, puffy, and red. It's kind of the opposite for the adrenals. But what other symptoms can we see?
With adrenal fatigue, it's oftentimes in the morning when people are most fatigued because that's when your cortisol level should be highest. Cortisol's high in the morning because it's your get-up-and-go hormone. So it's also a hormone that causes your blood sugar to increase. And in the morning, you've been fasting all night, and you need higher blood sugar so that you can get up and function before you've had breakfast. So when individuals have adrenal fatigue, it's often in the morning where they feel it most, really hard to get up out of bed, really sluggish in the morning, fuzzy brain, and these people will often crave stimulants because, like we mentioned earlier, coffee is going to artificially try to whip some more energy out of your adrenal glands. Eventually, this is going to lead to more adrenal fatigue. But it's one of the things that people are trying to use to compensate. Also, individuals with adrenal fatigue will often crave salt because another thing that the adrenal gland does is monitor salt balance. So it helps to retain salt so that you retain water and proper blood volume. If your adrenal glands are under functioning, you lose too much salt, and your blood pressure often can drop quite low. Individuals for that same reason will often have dizziness when they stand, low energy, not just because of the adrenal fatigue, but also because they're having a hard time getting enough blood flow in their circulation and up to their brain. But I'd say the hallmark of adrenal fatigue is really this deep exhaustion and feeling that you are completely overwhelmed, where small things that used to be easy are now all of a sudden very difficult. So you might think, I need to wash the dishes. No big deal. I've been washing the dishes my whole life. But all of a sudden, just the thought of washing the dishes is completely overwhelming. Similarly, small stresses, things that usually you'd say, no big deal, can completely wipe somebody out who has adrenal fatigue for the rest of the day. So think about, they have this low cortisol reserve. There's a stressful event that happens, and whatever cortisol they have is spent in trying to get the body through that stressor.
Yeah, you have described this so well, the dizziness upon standing and that low blood pressure. People can even have the normal blood pressure, but when they stand up, they get dizzy, which means
it drops. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the adrenals are not responding. There are a lot of fancy names, neurally mediated hypotension, POTS, etc., vasovagal, but the core of that, from my point of view, is we're looking at the adrenals. You support the adrenals, and that support can help those conditions. One of the what I call cheater tests we do, because the tilt table test is what they do in the medical centers, and uh-huh. where they strap people in, take their blood pressure, move that cot up, upright, and often people will pass out. It's not a pleasant experience. But I do the pupil constriction, where you uh-huh. shine the light in, and if the pupil doesn't hold tight and it flies back open, then you have signs of adrenal exhaustion, adrenal fatigue, and that person is usually very sensitive to light. Mm-hmm. So I love that mm-hmm. test.
That's an easy at-home test. And if somebody has a blood pressure cuff, they can also try lying down, taking their blood pressure, make sure they're lying down for about 10 minutes or so, then standing and taking the blood pressure again and seeing if there is a significant drop in the blood pressure. So two at-home tests that you can try to see, get a clue if adrenal fatigue is something that an individual is dealing with. And you mentioned earlier, Dana, that we focus so much on thyroid. And I think that with all the thyroid hype that's out there, a lot of what people are thinking as thyroid may actually be related to the adrenal glands. And especially these cases where it's not like a severe diagnosis of hypothyroid, that's definitely hypothyroid. But when you have what we call this subclinical hypothyroid, where the thyroid gland just isn't quite right. It's, you measure the numbers for the thyroid gland, and you know, they're in range, but they're not optimal. A lot of that type of thing that we're seeing may tie back to the adrenal glands, because as you said, if your adrenal glands are low, it will interfere with your thyroid hormone production and the conversion of T4, your less potent thyroid hormone, to T3, your more potent thyroid hormone. So it's always important to, in fact, in my practice, I always look at things kind of in an order of importance. I actually start with the digestive tract as number one and balance that. Number two, I balance the adrenal glands. Number three, I balance the thyroid. And then finally, number four, balancing the sex hormones. Because if you start backward, sometimes you find that things are bouncing all over the place, and it's hard to find a balance in that individual.
Well, I like your approach, and I think I would put the adrenals before the thyroid, unless the thyroid was so obvious.
That, right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I see the thyroid and adrenals like two people walking together.
Yeah.
You walk to the slowest person. So if the adrenals are weak, slow, fatigued, the thyroid backs up. So someone may say, let's treat the thyroid. You try to treat the thyroid, and your results are short-lived because they can't walk together. They're not synchronized, and the thyroid backs down again. But if you treat the adrenals and they can step up, the thyroid will step up. So, you know, it's tricky, and you did say that many times the thyroid's being treated when the signs and symptoms are classically adrenal more than they are thyroid.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very well put. So, back to this herb, cordyceps.
Good. Let's go back to cordyceps.
Yes. So it has been identified as something that we call an adaptogen, meaning that it will balance adrenal health and balance energy in the body. Traditionally in Chinese medicine, it is considered both yin nourishing and yang nourishing. So it supports both the yin and the yang when you look at Chinese medicine. And then when we look at Western medicine, we're calling it an adaptogen. So there's a correlation there. And it's very nourishing to the adrenal glands. And one of the mechanisms that we think that cordyceps may act on is that it supports the production of ATP at a cellular level. And that's where we're getting a lot of our organic, natural energy. That's where all of our energy comes from, is energy production in our cells, and it's captured by the body in this molecule called ATP, which can then be used as a currency to produce other reactions that are needed for all of the functions that the human body needs to perform in order to live. So by increasing this currency of ATP, we increase the feeling, that calm feeling of energy. Unlike caffeine, caffeine is increasing production of stress neurotransmitters without giving the organic boost to ATP production, which ends up as an energy deficit.
Well, that's elegantly stated, and I love the term adaptogen. I explain it this way. Sometimes I'm asked, why do you all treat hypoglycemia and hyperglycemia the same way? And you may be too young to remember this, but years ago, the treatment for low blood sugar, hypoglycemia, was to give people sugar, which, of course, raised the glucose up, then it came pounding down, made the situation worse. And what do we treat both with? A diet that is good in protein, that has fiber, that is not glycemic, starchy, sugars, caffeine, alcohol, sodas, all of those are avoided. And we use nutrients to support adrenals and also insulin function. And you mentioned the adrenals and blood glucose. When those adrenals get tired, as blood sugar dips, they say, I can't do it. So it keeps going low. So someone either loses their temper and their adrenaline comes up and their blood sugar rises, mm-hmm. or they crave sugars. Mm-hmm. So they eat sugar, chocolate, sodas, coffee. And I've always said if you put a camera at a vending machine in any building between 12 and 5, you will see this peak of activity going on. So we're going to carry on this conversation in the next segment because we do want to talk, too, about inflammation and migraines. And for those who have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Shanti Albani.
Too much sugar in your body does more than add unwanted pounds. These sugar molecules bombard your body's cells, bonding with fats and proteins in a process known as glycation. And the end result leads to health issues that age your body. That's why so many people have jumped on the vitamin B6 bandwagon. B6 blocks the end products of glycation. Life Extension's pyridoxal 5-phosphate is a bioactive form of vitamin B6. It enters your body ready to work. So do yourself a favor before you get 1 minute older. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's pyridoxal 5-phosphate.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acid offalus, 900% more. Get acid offalus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acid offalus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake. I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. And we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Next week, tune in for Kevin's show on diet cleansing with Rex Jones of the Garden of Life. Today, we've been having an interesting discussion about strategies for energy, inflammation, and migraines. And we're talking with Dr. Shanti Albani, doctor of naturopathic medicine, and is a clinician with Life Extension. So welcome back again to the show, Dr. Albani.
You.
And for those who have just joined us, we've been talking about the adrenals, their importance in energy metabolism. We talked about cordyceps, and we want to give more information about what we can do to improve our adrenals. They're like our batteries to be giving us the what Dr. Albani referred to as calm energy, good energy.
Mm-hmm. So we talked about the cordyceps, and I mentioned in a Chinese medicine perspective, it supports both yin, which is very nourishing, and yang, which is more of that energetic sense. And I think what really completes this formula, and this is a formula that Life Extension has manufactured, and it goes by the name of Asian Energy Boost. And I think what really completes the formula is the addition of ginseng. Ginseng in Chinese medicine supports qi, which is life force. So now we're adding adding a push of life force into the system. And similar to cordyceps, ginseng has a very, very long history of medical use, even being mentioned as far back as in the ancient Indian Vedic texts. It's a very slow-growing root. It just grows a few little millimeters per year, and traditionally, it's always been the oldest roots of the ginseng plant that have been prized. What we are finding, though, is that what's thought to be the active component of the ginseng, which is called ginsenosides, it actually peaks between year 4 and year 5. So you're seeing a lot of companies now are starting to harvest their ginseng roots between year 4 and year 5 to get that highest component of the ginsenosides. The ginseng, it's always been, I think, a little bit of a controversy on what form of ginseng is best. For me, intuitively, I kind of go more for an unprocessed product. So a ginseng root that's just straight out of the ground and then cleaned as being more potent. However, for hundreds of years, people have been taking the ginseng and boiling it under high temperatures, even under pressure cookers. And this is what's called red ginseng. And it's actually what's been considered the more potent ginseng. And what the boiling is thought to do is to free up those ginsenosides, which are otherwise very tightly locked into the root of that plant. However, when you boil the plant, you do destroy some of the other polysaccharides and vitamins and medicinal constituents of the ginseng plant. So it's always been, which way do we go, with the raw ginseng or with the boiled ginseng? And I think what's most exciting for me about this formula is now we have a product that brings a compromise between not processing and processing ginseng with heat. And the compromise that's been found is the process of fermentation.
Fascinating. So you actually use fermentation of the ginseng to bring out both of those properties.
Exactly. So with the fermentation is a process that does break things down. In a way, you could say fermentation partially digests something and makes some of the constituents in whatever you're fermenting, it can make them more available to the body. So by fermenting ginseng, the active constituents in one study were actually shown to be to achieve a 15 times higher peak in the bloodstream than non-fermented ginseng. So we're seeing more bioavailability of the ginsenosides and their metabolites than in either red or in white, which is unprocessed ginseng. So not only does it free up the ginsenosides, the active constituents, but because the ginseng is not heated, it's not going to destroy the other beneficial components of the ginseng plant. And so that's the form of the ginseng that's now being used in this product. And I actually took my Asian Energy Boost this morning, so it seems to be working.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you did. And truthfully, we all need to be cognizant about supporting what I call core energy metabolism, the adrenals being part of it. Let's talk a little bit about inflammation and see if we can also include migraines so that we have lots of tips for our listeners. Inflammation is a popular word now because it's involved in almost all acute and chronic conditions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what do we do about it?
Well, we know it's necessary for life. So let's say that first of all.
Yes.
If I lost my ability to have an inflammatory response, I probably would not last more than 24 hours. So it's our initial response to any type of infection or invasion by a foreign bacteria. We're getting foreign bacteria and viruses in our bodies all the time, and we need to be able to defend ourselves. And we do it through inflammation as that first response before what we call antibody production kicks in, which takes about a week. That's why it usually takes about a week to get over a cold or flu, because you have to wait for your antibody production to begin. But in the meantime, it's the inflammatory response that holds an infection at bay. So it is essential to life, and that's why the body has become such an expert at producing inflammation. Because if we don't produce enough of it, we die. If we produce too much of it, we develop chronic disease, but we're still able to reproduce and pass along our genes. So in a way, the body would always rather become over-inflamed than under-inflamed, because the consequence of not enough inflammation is more drastic. But so the body has become so good at becoming inflamed, and in today's modern world, we have so many things that stimulate more of an inflammatory response than our ancestors would have, that chronic inflammation has really become a problem for us. So more things that stimulate an inflammatory response, we're talking about chemicals, pesticides, GMO foods, wheat in a form that was not eaten by our ancestors. So there's a lot more inflammation going on in that sense in today's world. So chronic inflammation really is the issue that we're looking at. And chronic inflammation plays a part. We like to say it's the common denominator of all chronic disease. So it's present in all chronic disease and plays a part in the pathology and the destruction of that disease. So, for example, we see it in arthritis. We see it in autoimmune disease. We see it in COPD or chronic lung disease. It plays actually a strong role even in things like arthritis. The inflammatory response that's going on in the body is going to lead to more bone loss. So even though inflammation may not be the cause of all chronic disease, it plays a role in the destructiveness of chronic disease. And anything that we can do to lessen that overreactive chronic inflammatory response is going to help somebody who has these chronic conditions.
Well, I'm glad that you covered this, and I'm also glad that you talked about some of the foods. And when we're talking about inflammatory effects of foods, just a reminder to our listeners, they're not allergies. They are forms of intolerances. So, yes, an allergy can initiate an inflammation response, but the negatives in glutens, you mentioned wheat, mm-hmm. the wheat's Roundup Ready. I mean, that is not the original grain. And it is proposed that the reason we have so much trouble in Western cultures with wheat is that it is man tampered with. It's altered. Whereas in Europe and many other countries, they use the original grain. And so that's just food for thought, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And so we say get rid of glutens, especially wheat. Milk, animal milk products can be inflammatory, especially homogenized mm-hmm. milk products. And that's a big deal. It's as bad, in my opinion, as hydrogenation of oils. And even citrus and some nuts, especially peanuts, can be pro-inflammatory. But there's a group of of foods that are really healthy in many ways, but can be inflammatory in some individuals. This is unique. They're called nightshades, and that's tomatoes, white potatoes, peppers, green, red, yellow, eggplant, and tobacco. So just throwing those out, there are lots of other foods. And what we'll do is cover a little more on inflammation and get information on migraines from Dr. Shanti Albani. If you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the day, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. From now until the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the day. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 AM, and next Sunday, my co-host, Kevin Passara, will be talking with Rex Jones of the Garden of Life, and they'll talk about diet and cleansing. Now, today's guest is Life Extension's Dr. Shanti Albani, Doctor of Naturopathic Medicine. We have talked about inflammation, strategies for inflammation, energy, and we're going to finish up a little bit on inflammation and talk about migraines. So we mentioned the inflammatory process, and now we're on something else we can do for inflammation. You did mention, Dr. Albani, that without inflammation, we don't exist. But right. With excess, it's involved in just about every acute and chronic condition. And excess inflammation is bad. So there's a balance.
Yes, it definitely is. And that's why we're trying to develop things to combat this excess inflammation. My two favorite players in that battle against inflammation are your omega-3 fatty acids and curcumin, otherwise known as turmeric. So let's focus in on the turmeric. Turmeric is a yellow root from a plant originating in Asia. A lot of people use it in cooking and in curries. And the reason that I like this plant so much and that it's so powerful is that it impacts inflammation where it begins. So if you picture inflammation, we talk about the inflammatory cascade, and you can picture it like dominoes, where you hit one domino and then it hits all the other dominoes. But picture it like a domino that then hits two domino cascades, which then hit four domino cascades. So you start with a small impetus and you get an explosion of inflammation. So we want to try to target inflammation as high up in that cascade as possible. And curcumin targets something called NF kappa beta, which we call the master orchestrator of inflammation, because it initiates the production of all of your downstream inflammatory factors. So curcumin inhibits NF kappa beta in the initiation of the inflammatory cascade. And this is why we see so many positive studies with curcumin in relationship to arthritis, which is something that's a major debilitator for many, many people as they age, limiting what they're able to do and impacting their quality of life. And I would encourage anybody who has arthritis to try curcumin and see if it makes a difference for them, because the studies are so positive and the clinical results that we see are also so positive. But we also have studies on curcumin. There's only over 500 studies in relationship to curcumin and cancer. And there's also very promising studies in relationship to curcumin and Alzheimer's. So those are some other areas where anybody who's suffering from those conditions, I would encourage them to look at the research and make a decision and see if curcumin may be something that they want to incorporate into their regimen, of course, checking with their doctor.
And Life Extension, what is the name of their specific curcumin?
We have a product. It's called Super Bio Curcumin. And one of the struggles with curcumin is that it's difficult to absorb. Curcumin is actually an extract from turmeric. Turmeric contains 2 to 5% curcumin. So what we've done is we've taken that curcumin and we've concentrated. So 95% of the product of the capsule is going to be pure curcumin. But even that curcumin is poorly absorbable. So once the curcumin has been extracted, we take the essential oils of the turmeric root and we mix it back in with the curcumin. Then we add some phospholipids, and that has been shown to increase the absorption of that curcumin by up to 7 times and to increase and to maintain levels of that curcumin in the body for 8 to 12 times longer than a standard curcumin extract. So we're really trying to be on the cutting edge of science in terms of supporting the absorption of this key nutrient and key fighter against inflammation, because we feel it's that important for individuals to use this.
That's a wonderful tip. So let's hit a little bit on migraines. We've talked in depth about this, but let's focus on the magnesium factor and some new ways of getting magnesium in.
Yeah, definitely. I don't want any of the migraine sufferers who've been waiting to go home empty-handed. So magnesium is key for migraines. It's been used for a very long time. A migraine is usually initially a contraction of the blood vessels in the brain and then a relaxation. Magnesium helps to relax blood vessels, so you never get that initiating constriction of the blood vessels in the brain. So magnesium is key, and we've now mixed it in a formula called MigraMag with something called Gastrodin. Gastrodin is another ancient Chinese medicine, again, thousands of years of use in relationship to neurological complaints, including seizures, migraines, and things like mood issues. So we've combined both of these ingredients together. The Gastrodin is actually used in China as an over-the-counter medication for neurological complaints. And the Gastrodin is going to support blood flow to the brain. It's going to relax also the smooth muscle around the arteries in the brain. So, again, we get that dilation. But it does something else, which is it's going to balance out the neurochemistry of the brain. So one issue that people with migraines have is they have, it's an over-excitatory response in the brain, and it has to do with a neurotransmitter called glutamate. So there's an overproduction or an oversensitivity to the neurotransmitter glutamate, which causes almost a like an electrical storm to pass through the brain. At the same time, there's an underproduction of the neurotransmitter GABA, which is our calming neurotransmitter, and minimizes that overexcitability of the brain, which can lead to neuronal cell death, migraines, and seizures. So the Gastrodin is going to support GABA levels by inhibiting the breakdown of GABA in the brain, and at the same time, it's going to depress glutamate levels. And that's probably the other reason why we see it having an impact on things like migraine.
Yeah, that's fascinating. We've started talking much more about GABA as a calming amino acid and neurotransmitter. And I want to thank you, Dr. Albani. I know we will have you back again. You've been very helpful. Good tips for our listeners. And we appreciate Life Extension giving us your presence today. Thank you.
Absolutely. It's been wonderful to talk with you.
Okay, and I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And again, a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. You can tune in next Sunday morning for Kevin's show on diet cleansing with Rex Jones of the Garden of Life. And I'm reminding you to go on myvillagegreen.com because you can listen to this show again and many of our other shows. As our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day and every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Mary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics, Federal News Radio, and federalnewsradio.com.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A big winter storm is bringing some snow, sleet, freezing rain to the Mid-Atlantic.